Ted Cruz accuses anti-Israel Biden administration of undermining Israel from day one. By Joshua Klein on December 18, 2023. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz slammed the Biden administration, describing it as the most anti-Israel one the United States has ever had. Cruz, who is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, accused the president on Thursday of running the most anti-Israel administration we've ever had. From day one, his administration has been undermining Israel by urging Israel not to defend itself from Hamas's evil terrorist attacks, he wrote. On October 7, while Israelis were still being killed, the Biden State Department tweeted out a call for Israel to not retaliate against the terrorists, he added. In October, a senior political official in the Palestinian Hamas terror organization told Lebanese television that the group intends to repeat its October 7 terror attack, the worst terrorist attack in the Jewish state's history, until Israel is annihilated. The massacre saw some 3,000 terrorists burst into Israel by land, sea, and air and gunned down participants at an outdoor music festival as others went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns, who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The attack resulted in more than 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 240 hostages of all ages taken, of which nearly 140 remain captive. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. Despite the unspeakable atrocities of October 7 and the overwhelming Palestinian support for it, the largely failed two-state solution for solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict continues to be pushed by Biden, who insists it is the only way to ensure long-term security for both Israelis and Palestinians in a new post-Hamas Gaza. Within 3 weeks of the largest slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust, Biden stated that Israel must not revert to its pre-war conditions following its battle against Hamas, emphasizing the necessity for Israel to pursue a two-state resolution with the Palestinians once the conflict concludes. "There's no going back to the status quo as it stood on October 6," he said at a joint press conference with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. "That means ensuring that Hamas can no longer terrorize Israel and use Palestinian civilians as human shields. It also means that when this crisis is over, there has to be a vision of what comes next, and in our view, it has to be a two-state solution." In November, the Texas senator criticized Biden's obscene gesture of calling for a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war, while accusing the president of having poured hundreds of millions of dollars toward Hamas, which then massacred 1,400, figure later updated to 1,200, Israelis and dozens of Americans. In October, he accused the Biden administration of having funded Hamas's brutal terrorist attack in Israel in a very real and concrete way. Cruz also warned that Biden has boosted the Iranian threat to both America and the world while calling to cut off all funds the current administration is flowing to Gaza and, instead, stand unequivocally with Israel. Related, White House: "We want pauses irrespective of a hostage deal, but Israel wouldn't do that." Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.